please.
Our next case is number 12,029, Bruce J. Isham, seeking variances from the front and side yard setback, section 115-25 of the Sussex County Zoning Code. The property is located on the east side of Westwood Road, Road 426, approximately 780 feet south of Pear Tree Road, Road 424. The 911 address is 21906 Isham Lane, Millsboro. The zoning district is AR1, and the tax map is District 333, Map 7, Parcel 207. We received zero letters in support or opposition and no mail returns. And I would just like to note that in your packet, when you arrived this evening, there was a new survey. The one in your packet was incorrect.
Okay. Thank you. Okay.
Good evening, Chairman, members of the board. My name is Tom Carney. I'm here on behalf of the applicant, Bruce Isham. I have not been before the Sussex County Board of Adjustment before, so it's nice to meet everyone. We're here today to seek two area variances. By way of background, Mr. Isham is subdividing his property, as you see on the plan for the property. And in order to subdivide, the two resulting lots or parcels need to be code compliant. The area in which the new lot line will go creates two minor non-conformities. One is non-conformity with the 15-yard side yard setback and 30-foot front yard setback. The two respective setbacks are 10.38 feet for the side yard and 24.43 for the front yard. These two setback issues are caused by the uniqueness of the property and the structure between the existing residential structure and the barn, which Mr. Isham would like to separate the residential from the barn and related uses. It does not alter the character of the community, certainly. Mr. Isham is not proposing a development. It's just a simple subdivision of the lot, which has created the two setback issues, which we're here today before the board.
Okay.
We've submitted the written application, which members of the board have, explaining the uniqueness of the existing structure one and two, and the reason for the setback. It was not created by the applicant and does not alter the character of the community, as I previously mentioned. And we've worked with the surveyors to create an absolute minimum variance, 4 feet in the one instance and 5 feet in the other.
Okay, good. All right. We'll see if we have any questions. We'll start with you,
None, Mr. Chairman.
Okay. Mr. Werman?
No questions.
Mr. Mills?
Yes. How are we doing this without 150-foot road frontages?
This is an easement. This is a new parcel that would be created pending the approval of the variances. The applicant is requesting to subdivide the property. There is a 50-foot easement that would be created, therefore providing frontage from the Westwoods Road as well as from the easement itself.
Right, but as a property...
I apologize, it's a private road. The easement is a private road.
As the property sits right now, it appears to have 145 feet of road frontage.
Right now.
And when you subdivide, one property is going to have 109 feet plus of road frontage, the other is going to have 35 feet of road frontage.
So actually the road frontage is actually going to be off the new 50-foot easement, which then only requires, since it's a private easement, only requires 100 feet of frontage along that easement. So one of them actually will become a corner lot with the frontage along the main road and then frontage along that easement. So as long as they have at least 100 foot of frontage along that easement, it's a valid subdivision as long as these variances are approved. And again, they will have to go through the subdivision process.
Through Planning and Zoning Commission, correct?
Yes.
Yeah, Planning and Zoning Office.
Are they using the same road?
Yeah.
They are using the same road, right?
Right.
Yeah. they're going to be using this right here. There's an easement.
Okay.
And what they're going to be doing is expanding that easement back. So as long as they have, so then technically they'll have frontage along here and along that easement, and then they're going to expand that easement back. So the new parcel in the back will actually have, its only frontage will be along that easement, which is only a requirement of 100 feet. And then this parcel will have a frontage along both the easement and this parcel.
Okay. Mr. Mills, do you have further questions?
Yeah, I'm still not understanding why. I mean, so are you saying that each one has to have 100 feet of road frontage?
Along the easement.
Along the easement.
Along the easement that is being created. If this these variances go through, they have other issues with the subdivision. But they're going to take the private drive. What the county has recognized over the years is if you have an existing private
lane.
Which would be, yes. So it would be this right here.
Okay.
So as long as, and again, they are probably not showing it.
So Esham Lane is 240 feet.
And they will have to expand that to ensure, otherwise if it corners, they could have, can I see that? So its entire length is 240 feet.
Mm-hmm.
And then it goes, actually that goes to the point, and then it goes back another 72 feet. And then the L1 is also a line. So they'll actually have the parcel in the back, the remaining parcel, actually have frontage along the L1 line. And then where it's highlighted, there's actually a number underneath there. So as long as those two lines add up to more than 100 feet, it has 100 feet of frontage along that easement. And that isn't actually, that's an issue for the Planning Commission to consider if that they consider that to be appropriate.
The 100 feet.
It's foreign to me, but and this is AR1, correct?
Yes.
Mm-hmm. I got 145 up front, so they don't have to change it all to get to the back.
No, what they're doing is they're putting an easement all along Esham Lane, and then the portion back here, here, and here. As long as those two meet 100 feet, that's up to the Planning Commission as to whether or not to approve that.
Back there meet 100 feet.
Correct.
Okay.
I have no other questions.
Any further questions? Mr. Sharp?
Yeah, I did have a couple. Thank you, Mr. Chairman.
Okay.
Now, I believe you testified, or we haven't heard any testimony, actually. Your statement was that there's no change in the use, so that residual parcel or the remaining parcel is going to continue being used for farmland. Is that the intent? And if you're Mr. Esham?
Yes,
why don't you come on up? We've got to swear you in because your attorney's statements, we have to have that sworn in anyhow. So
okay.
Can you state your name and address for the record?
Bruce James Esham, 2106 Esham.
And do you swear or affirm the testimony you're about to give is the truth, the whole truth, and nothing but the truth?
I do.
Thank you. If you can step up to the podium, we've got a couple questions for you. First off, Mr. Esham, did you hear the statements made by your attorney?
Yes.
Do you believe those to be true and correct?
Yes.
All right, thank you. So that remaining parcel, is it the intent for that to remain farmland?
Yes, it is.
Okay. And when were these structures placed on the property? Have they been on there a long time?
Yes.
Particularly the ones that we're looking at that are the encroaching structures.
Okay, the first one was put on there in 1969.
Okay.
The big one right...
right behind the house?
Right there. 1969.
Okay.
Okay.
So the one right behind the house. All right.
Yes.
And then the other one that I believe is the encroaching one is the barn in the rear. Is that correct, Ms. Walls? Am I looking at the right one?
This one.
Yes.
Mm-hmm. Okay.
Oh, there?
Yeah.
That was put in... about 25 years ago.
Okay. And I see there's like a roadway or something around there too. I guess it's a farm road to
yes.
access. So the surrounding parcels, are you own them or does your
yes.
family own them? Okay. Have you had any discussions with neighbors about this?
No.
Okay. All right. I have no further questions. Thank you.
Okay. Thank you. Are you hearing no further questions? Are there any persons here that are in favor of this application? Is there?
Okay.
I'm sorry?
Okay.
I'm sorry?
Go ahead and I'll ask the question.
Okay. Is there anyone here in opposition to this application? Chair hearing none?
I have a question.
Okay. Mr. Mills.
I'm not sure I heard you address the standard of the exceptional practical difficulty not been created by the applicant. It's the applicant's desire to subdivide.
Yes, it is. I'm sorry if I didn't directly articulate that, but the structures were built quite some time ago. As Mr. Esham mentioned, the encroaching barn was built in 1969, and I was originally under the impression that those were both of the encroachments, but to the extent it's the other, I guess it was about 25 years ago that particular structure was built. Based on the length of time in which those structures were built, to the extent that they were even built by the applicant, I would say were not created by the applicant.
Okay, but what is the reason or purpose the applicant wants to subdivide now? I'm not sure that I'm still understanding that. You know, it's a desire to subdivide, which I don't know that that's a necessity, or perhaps he can convince us otherwise.
The reason for the subdivision is to enter into a proper legal ground lease for the operation of the farmland that's currently in operation. So that way, there can be a ground lease just for that particular parcel without having the entire area leased.
Okay.
So more for liability purposes.
Liability, okay.
That's correct.
Okay. That's my next question. All right.
Okay. And should we assume that there's other family members now involved in the farm or something that also pertains to that interest?
Yes. My son lives right there with south of my house where the woods lives. So that's where he is. My aunt's crossroad.
Okay. Okay. So that would the division of the business and the property go hand in hand. Then. Okay. Thank you.
Thank you then. Okay, hearing no other, chair will entertain a motion. Again, Chair will entertain a motion.
Mr. Chairman, I make a motion that we would table the case until our next regular meeting. I want to make sure I'm clear on the the questions that I have presented. Yes.
All right. Do I have a second to that?
Second.
Okay, I have a motion by Mr. Mills and a second by Mr. Workman that we table case number 12,029 until our next regular meeting, which will be the 16th. All those in favor of the motion? Again, Mr. Workman?
Aye.
Mr. Mayor?
Aye.
Mr. Mills?
Aye.
And I, Mr. Calloway, so by a vote of 4-0, case number 12,029 will be tabled until our next regular meeting. Now, you won't have to be here. There'd be time for the board to discuss it. There may be a motion made. Or you can watch it on the internet if you would like. Okay.
Thank you, Chairman. And I guess if there's anything I can submit.
Well, the hearing's closed now, though, sir. So testimony hearing's closed now.
Yeah, but I meant for the next hearing.
No, the public record is closed.
Record's closed altogether.
The only thing the board's going to be doing is deliberating on the testimony and evidence before it. So we won't entertain any additional record at this time. So, like Chairman said, you can listen to it on the internet if you wish. We'll be airing live like we are every Monday, every other Monday, I should say.
Thank you very much.
Thank you.
Okay. Thank you.